Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, Patriots. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production, and we are broadcasting from Spokane this morning, right across the border from Coeur d'Alene, the heart of the American Redoubt, Patriot Hill Territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. This is Thursday, right? Thrash a commie Thursday.
Yes.
So line them up.
Yep. All of them in Hollywood. Like 90% of them. They're already dancing in the streets celebrating the death of an icon, Rush Limbaugh.
Wow.
What an amazing... We have some sad news. We have some good news.
Right.
And we're going to go into depth on that in after the word of the day. The sad news, of course, most of you have already heard. Rush Limbaugh, a absolute amazing patriot I cut my teeth on as far as talk radio goes. It's the one that kindled the flame in me years ago in the early 90s. And so he's gone. It's sad. We're going to talk a little bit about him, and we're going to talk about, oh, the good news is the Bonner Sportsman Group, the Gun and Horn Show. They've reversed their decision. They are no longer going to be doing the ridiculous temperature check at the door to get in. So I have more details on that. So we're very excited. Thank you guys all for respectfully making your voices heard. It was effective. It worked. And common sense prevailed.
Yeah. Wow.
That's
that's surprising,
you're
actually. I mean, it's surprising because... you know, there are some cases out there where it shows that people are fighting back, and they're not just buckling to all of all these ridiculous demands. And like that, for instance, that's progress. I call that progress,
right?
Because you know, they started out with a absolutely ridiculous notion that would serve some purpose. You know,
I know
what could that possibly serve at anything? At putt putt golf, let alone at a gun show, for crying out loud. What a contrary, show of opposites. Here we have the authority that guarantees our Republican form of government,
right?
Yep. Through the Second Amendment, and then we've got this ridiculous communist government coup mask on. So you know, it just can't get any more contradictory. But at least they did the right thing, and thank you to everyone that called them and called in and said, you know, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, thank you for doing that.
Yep.
Each and every one of you.
Yep. I've got more details on that, but we've got the word of the day on this Thrash a Commie Thursday.
We do. Yep. And the word of the day comes to us from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, which read, "Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries." And so that's the end of that. And there was just a definition for the word lewdness according to Strong's dictionary, the Hebrew word for that is acilegia.
Acilegia.
Acilegia. Lewdness is acilegia. And the definition for that is total debauchery, unashamed indecency, unbridled lust, unrestrained depravity. The person with this characteristic has an insolent defiance of public opinion, sinning in broad daylight with arrogance and contempt. So, wow. Yeah, these were things of many of our pasts, and so, you know, once you decide to give your life to Christ, you relinquish all of those bad habits and you know, bad things that you used to do, and you're glad to kiss them goodbye.
Lascivia, or what was the is that Greek?
No, that's the Hebrew, I believe. That Eselgia. Okay. Let me just say it wrong
that's
a couple times.
Word right? than I ever thought. That and the description of it though, lewd. It's much more powerful than you would think of when you think of lewd. You just think of somebody that's just a perv. You know, I mean,
That's what I would think of too. Like you would think of like somebody that has like does stuff like indecent exposure and stuff like that. I always consider that right. when I think of like a lewd act.
Yeah, yeah.
It includes quite a few different things.
That's pretty serious.
Unrestrained depravity and unbridled lust, etc. So, yeah, in the broad daylight with arrogance and contempt. So, yeah.
That describes a huge chunk of our society.
Yeah, yes, it does. And that also backs up Jonathan Cahn's statement as to, do you really expect any blessings from God when the whole nation is behaving like this?
I know.
And we posted the link for that 13-minute speech to Biden that Jonathan Cahn gave. And we posted that on Gab. And so if any of you wanted to just go there and click on that, that's it. Or just look it up on YouTube yourself.
I was just going to mention that. Also, I posted this week's shows so far. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And that the full 13 and a half minutes, I think it was, from Jonathan Cahn.
Right.
I had a couple of people ask about it. Hey, where can I see that? So I thought, hey, perfect opportunity right there.
Yep.
That's what Gab is for, putting that kind of stuff out there. We've got other stuff that we could put on there, but we also have other stuff going on in our lives. We have lives.
I mean, no,
we're
don't.
Busy. No, we don't have lives.
Okay, we're not here to, you know, bring false news. We do not have lives.
we that's work. Not entirely true. Yeah, mission. So, but no, we play, especially when the weather gets better. I can't wait.
Now that beautiful that could it's be been. That could be a factor. All right.
Well, everybody's got cabin fever, especially in the South. We're getting more reports now of more follow-up reports of people without power. Some people have power and cell phone, but there's no fuel at the gas stations.
Oh, wow.
There are follow-up reports with people that are – like the one yesterday, the guy that does the road escort.
Oversized load kind of stuff. Yeah,
so they had a job in Texas, and they've still got another 6 inches of snow on the ground. Another trip to the Walmart, nothing there really. And one of the very few stores that's open.
Nothing can get in.
They don't have snow plows.
Yeah, wow.
So I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe bring convoy them in from, you know, Colorado or someplace, but they're needing them there.
Yeah.
So it's quite a predicament. And self-reliance. We keep saying it, self-reliance. A lot of reports keep coming out also about food shortages, like in China right now.
Yeah.
This is spreading. And right at a time we have Bill Gates. Did you see this where Bill Gates is pushing now that the world's population needs to start moving towards synthetic meat?
Oh, yes. This is one of the UN's most hated things. They hate cows.
They hate livestock
with a passion.
Unsustainable is how you describe it in your book.
Right.
Amazing. The book that you wrote 9 years ago, this is like our headlines.
I know.
The stuff like, hey, this is what we're warning of. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist.
And we still have barely scratched the surface for the contents of that
thing. What's coming.
So, yeah.
It's alarming. If you haven't, man, go to Radio Free Redoubt and click on that, the Amron Gear Store, or the Redoubt Gear Store.
Yeah.
Amron.com or RadioFreeRedoubt.com and look that up. That that book in the gear store. It's The Perils of Sustainable Development. It maps out where we are going. Exposes their intent. And so I had never heard before that livestock cattle are what they consider unsustainable. How's that even possible? What are you going to replace it with? Well, Bill Gates has got the solution.
Well, yeah. And in fact, if I could, on page 86 of my book, I've got like a full 2 pages of items that the UN considers to be unsustainable. Right.
Yeah. Oh,
and those include property rights, private property rights, livestock, the grazing of livestock, all of these things, because they're going after the Stalin model of food manufacturing, right?
Yes.
They want to industrialize the food supply. They're a communist's idea of food supply is strictly industrial ran, state ran, and owned farming. And so they want to snuff out the little guy as fast as possible, which is why you're going to see Bill Gates start chiming in with all the rest of this stuff, because this causes what we saw in the Stalin model is what they're after. It causes mass famine. There is over 20 million people that starved to death because Stalin industrialized the food supply over there. And it's the same exact blueprint that the UN has. And so he's going to be following in lockstep with that thing.
And isn't it interesting also that we just find out that over the last week, that at least I just found out, or I think you and I, that Bill Gates is one of the largest private owners of farmland.
Yep, that's right.
At a time when he's telling us we need to start switching to synthetic beef.
Yep.
They want everything synthetic. Everything going into our bodies to be synthetic until they can get rid of us, right?
Yeah, because he's guaranteed going to be buying a whole bunch of cows. He's going to have a whole huge market. He'll have a corner on the market for beef.
Oh, yeah. It'll be for the elite.
Yeah, because all the little guys will no longer be able to have them, and they'll just regulate them right off the farms, which is what the whole purpose of fighting all this stuff was about that I started.
Well, that's what they're going to say is that the elite, the beef that Bill Gates and his type own, have been quarantined against this. Some new disease is going to come out.
Right.
If you have privately owned cattle, it's going to have to be slaughtered because it's not part of this, protected class of beef.
Well, they like to say that it's not eco-friendly to have livestock.
Right.
And so the little guy gets regulated right out of business. And then meanwhile, the industrial people, they seem to be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how it's going to come down. That's how they've already tried to do it.
And they continue to.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a break and come back, share this great news about the gun show. At the same time, Oregon's trying to completely remove your ability to defend yourself. Redoubt News just came out with a great article. There's a lot more stuff to cover, but... let's go ahead and go into the break. This segment is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, giving you the home field advantage in your home or your vehicle or your place of business, the world that you live in. StrategicSelf-Defense.com is the website. You can go and learn more about professional training customized to fit your world. We'll be right back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
East Germans will never forget their one day of freedom, June 17, 1953.
The East Germans were fighting for the right to live in a free republic such as ours, where, in a republic, there is no limit on the number of political parties or candidates for office, where the people are free to differ from the party in power and vote for other candidates, where people are governed by officials responsible to the people, and where wages are determined by individual or collective bargaining, and we have the freedom to choose our own jobs, where the people own the means of production, where we enjoy free press, free speech, freedom of religion, where we have local control of education, and where the courts safeguard personal liberties and private property.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, a Radio Free Redoubt production. You can learn more about us at radiofreeredoubt.com. You can follow us on Gab now and get more and more folks that are following us over there that are kind of social media savvy. We're grateful for that. Lady Liberty, good morning. How you doing?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing kind of like groggy, you know, kind of.
Are you?
Yeah. I just don't feel like I got my edge this morning, but.
Well, that's just because you need a wiffle batting.
I do. I need to wiffle bat somebody, right?
No.
Oh,
no,
I need to be wiffle bat.
I get to wiffle bat you. Yes.
Oh, she's in a wiffle batting mood now. She's going to be. Wiffle.
Leftover from yesterday.
Right? Yeah, she wants to wiffle bat me now, so that means I'm in trouble for something.
Can I run faster than you is the question.
You can't throw those things very far. They just don't go very far. It's off in the air. But what was I going to say? Our sponsor.
Yeah.
Don't want to forget our sponsor. Our sponsor for segment two is EMP Shield. That is a veteran-owned business to protect your electronics from electromagnetic energy attacks, deliberate or even natural, even lightning protection for your vehicles, for your RV, for your generator, for your home, for your communications gear, all with their all of the DoD testing standards results right there on their website. Pretty cool. But I also wanted to mention, too, just throw this in there, TLC web hosting. Right now in this cancel culture, when they're trying to yank people's, deplatform people, there's a Christian, patriot-owned, American Redoubt-based web hosting company that we use. They take care of us and a lot of other patriots and companies. Well, they have hundreds of companies. Not all of them are patriots, but the patriots are flocking to TLC web hosting right now, and it's pretty cool. They've taken care of us for several years, so check them out. TLC, like a tender loving care, TLCwebhosting.com. If you guys are looking to move your websites to a safer, more friendly, patriot, Christian, patriot friendly company, you're not going to have to worry about getting deplatformed. So
yeah, that's right. Really good people too. Very good people.
Yeah.
There. So
yeah.
So about the Thrash a Commie Thursday portion,
yeah.
Did we want to get to the that interesting part about Senator Burr, who was one of the seven Republican senators that had joined their Democrat colleagues?
Yes.
They're not Democrats. They're communist takeover colleagues.
That's
to
right.
Convict Trump on the impeachment charge that he incited. January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. And so he was – this Senator Burr, he was one of those seven, the seven swine that was a total turncoat against this
communist
nation.
Communist coup collaborators.
Against their own party, against everybody that, you know,
that's
has
right.
voted for them and put them in as a Republican. They sided with the stinking commies.
Yep.
And so –
collaborators.
And so here's the cool part, and here's his thrashing, and he so deserves it. The North Carolina Republican Party Central Committee voted unanimously to censure Senator
yes.
Richard Burr for his vote to convict former President Trump in the impeachment trial,
yes.
which he declared to be unconstitutional, the party said in a statement. It said that now that the Senate has voted to acquit President Trump, we hope that Democrats will set aside their divisive partisan agenda and focus on the American priorities of tackling the COVID-19 scandemic.
Yes.
And safely reopening schools and restarting the economy. Good luck, because communists don't restart the economy. They shut it down. So, I mean, you know, good on them for censuring the traitor.
Yeah.
But boy, good luck on the rest of those hopes, because how are they missing? How are politicians missing this point? You know what I mean? How
That's
can
right.
you be immersed in politics and not know about politics? Right?
Yeah.
How do you not know about government?
Right.
And government systems while you're an elected politician.
Right. You know? Yeah. Well, communists have taken over your public education system, and so you know that's a good start.
I know.
Right
I
there.
Know.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I don't know. Makes me wonder.
All of these. Now, you don't have to be a communist to be thrashed. You could be a communist collaborator.
Yes. You can just be an American yep. traitor.
Yep. Exactly. No longer strip American. Now you're just a traitor.
Yep. That's right.
You were a former American.
Yeah.
Now you are a traitor.
Yep.
And all of these Hollywood pieces of individuals that are misled, they're God's creation and he wants to redeem them.
Boy, are they lost sheep. they may be permanently lost. We're not sure.
Oh, yeah. They are just celebrating right now over this. Well, they've been celebrating since the coup.
Yeah.
Since the president was ousted. And now, of course, with there's somebody that was thrashing commies on a regular basis for decades. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hey, President Trump actually made his first speech, his first statements publicly after, in response to Rush Limbaugh passing away.
Yep, that's right. Well, he sat in on one of his shows, one of his last, you know, remaining shows. I can't remember when that was. I think that was like November, wasn't it?
It was right after President Trump actually awarded him the Medal of Citizenship. It's like the highest civilian award that you can receive, like the Medal of Honor, you know, but for, you know, civilians who have had such a profound impact on our culture, for their patriotism. So that's when he gave him that award. And actually it was Melania that put that on there, put that on him, the medal.
Yeah.
If you remember that. But I've just pulled up this from Irish Times. Irish Times. You get my Irish gal over there. So
that's right.
I thought, well, we won't pull up anything from the, you know, the Beltway or New York. We'll pull something Irish.
That's right.
Well, of course, they're just as liberal, right? So anyway, this is what they write. Speaking to Fox News, Mr. Trump reiterated his baseless claims that November's presidential election was flawed. See the Irish,
it's unfortunate.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Well,
I'm Scottish, and those guys were voting to stay in the European Union.
I know. I know.
So I'm just, thank you, Grandpa, for moving to the United States. God bless you.
No kidding.
Can't wait to hug you again one day for that move. That was just. But they could take such a beautiful paradise and just run it right into the ground. Look at California and what it used to be.
I know.
So it's not the location, it's the people there, and their minds are warped. So anyway, here's what the Irish are saying at the Irish Times. Speaking to Fox, Mr. Trump reiterated his baseless claims that November's presidential election was flawed. Quote, "We were like a third world country on election night." That's a fact. "You don't know how angry this country is," he said. That's an understatement.
That is accurate.
That right there is exactly why they have our capital surrounded by troops and barbed wire right now.
Yep, that's right.
Because even the communists who know what they did, they're scared. They're terrified.
Yeah.
Good. Now, Trump also says, Rush felt we won and he was quite angry about it. He made no reference to his impeachment trial, which ended with his acquittal. Yeah, it ended with him winning.
Yeah, that's right. Again.
Yep. Again. That was great. So, there's the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yep,
okay.
The highest medal.
Okay.
Yeah. So very exciting. Okay. Now, real quick, I want to make a clean break off here, not to be confusing the organizers of this gun show in Bonner County with commies that need to be thrashed. Right. These were patriots that needed some minor course correction, and they've done it.
Yeah.
Praise God. Okay, so here's a pastor, a Black Robe Regiment pastor, and a county commissioner Steve Bradshaw has been in touch. I received this from Sherry from Redoubt News. Has been in touch with the Bonner County Sportsmen's Foundation in regards to this ridiculous temperature mandate. They have been overwhelmed, all caps, with calls from concerned citizens about their mandatory temperature policy at the door. Thank you all, listeners. The people have spoken and they have heard us. They will no longer require that you submit to a temperature check to enter the show. Thanks to everyone who called and expressed that they would not be attending if this policy was in place. And then there's a link to the Facebook posting, which we are not going to click through to. But suffice it to say, common sense and more rational thinking prevailed. Now, they still are going to, they still posted up there, masks are voluntary. They're recommended, but not mandatory. And we will not be doing temperature checks, is what they said. They don't even have any business talking about masks, whether they agree with it or disagree with it or what you think you can do. The masks should not even be anywhere in the narrative at all.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
You know, so that's, well, I'll tell you what, we would not know. I was overhearing something in the background, some audio, some guy talking, saying we wouldn't even know there was a pandemic going on if it wasn't for the left-wing news.
I know. Seriously.
Isn't this true?
Yep. Yep. And for these ridiculous mandates, these unconstitutional mandates that are coming from the governors. But we're finding also, I want to elaborate a little bit on a business next week. Once I do a little bit more investigating, they fought back against the restrictions on how many people could be in their restaurant.
Yes.
And everything.
Spokane, I believe, right?
I'm not positive. Okay. That's why I want to hold back, but they fought it and they came out victorious.
Yes.
Big time victorious. And so we're going to hit that
the
next week.
Back down.
Yes.
Because they know they're wrong.
Yep. That's
and
right.
We've talked about this. This is exactly it, folks. And this is what you, Lady Liberty, have been saying to the businesses, join with the other businesses and stand in solidarity against these lockdowns, against these mandates, against these fines. They cannot, it's already been ruled. Jay Inslee could not be sued because he wasn't enforcing it.
Right.
Right. And the judge said the governor cannot enforce these.
That's right.
So when they stood against him and said, we're not closing our business, we're not paying your fines, they backed down.
Yep. And just like they all will, they'll fall like dominoes all around the country.
Yep. Stand strong. We'll feature them maybe tomorrow.
Possibly. Okay.
All right. We'll see. All right. God bless, guys. You have a great and a blessed Thrash and Commie Thursday. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning right here at 7 a.m.
That's right. Blessings to all of you out there.